Lisa, you're involved in very many interesting projects, obviously a lot more than the waterfront, whatnot, but that's not interesting. So how do you actually decide on what projects you will work closely with, be it to turn into a novel and subsequently a film or either or?
I have a whole lot of research that I continually go back to, and I always find new areas of investigation that I can follow up and expand on. At the moment, I'm working on a book form of the history of documentary cinema in Australia. I'm also writing various articles on the Adult Education and the Workers Education Associations in Australia. But it also depends on just what's coming up at the moment. And in other areas, for example, I live in the mid-north coast of New South Wales. When I moved to the area up here about 5 years ago, I was involved in managing the restoration of a theatre here. And so I do various things. Some of them involve writing, some of them involve project management, some of them involve filmmaking. I always try and involve the community in my work.
Yes, I think if you can excite the community and, I guess, work with the community as opposed to working against them, and they'll embrace things and they can't wait to see for projects to come to fruition.
Yes, that's right. For example, I'm very involved in and interested in community education in terms of empowering people with their own film and video production techniques. So I've started up a small production group here called Miranda Post Films. I use that as an avenue to teach people how to empower themselves with production skills. And in the 11 months we've been operating, we've already produced 2 short films and are working on 3 more. So they're amongst the sort of things I do. Whether it's Australian film history or the making of Australian productions, there's many things that capture my attention.
Right, so some young inspiring filmmakers out there, or perhaps those which may not be so young but young at heart and they want to get involved in the film business, they could perhaps give you a call and make contact, and you may have something to offer them?
That's right, Greg.
All right, excellent. We actually may be up the mid-coast ourselves in a couple of weeks looking or a couple of months looking around, and we may have to get back in touch to discuss these things.
Well, I'd love to show you through the Bowerville Theatre and meet you there in person.
Well, we'd love to, and we'd love to see your film as well and pick up a copy of the book. So until next time, thank you very much, Lisa. We will broadcast this interview via the internet to a potential worldwide audience, and at some point we will also have some of it transcribed as well, and wish all you success in the future, and you will hear from us again.
Thank you, Greg.
My pleasure. Thank you, Lisa. Bye-bye.